tonight we did what we needed to do to get the win, but you know, it's a two-legged game. So it's only four quarters with four more to go. We have to come out and execute a lot better, definitely clean up some things on defense. But we did enough to give ourselves a three-point cushion, but we have a long way to go if we want to win the semifinals and make it to a final, because Newcastle is a competitive team. You know, they have champions on their team who's been there before and know what it takes to get to a final. And so if we want to overcome them and make it onto a final, we have to do some things a lot better.
Slender lead, do you think it's enough?
I wouldn't say it's enough. I think we have to come out and continue to play good basketball and improve on the mistakes that we made tonight. Anytime you can go up into anything with a bit of a head start, it's always good. But we have to remember, we're going to Newcastle. It's on the road. We're playing against the guys who've been in the final before. So we really have to come focused and prepared and ready to play basketball.
Obviously, you've kind of re-signed with the Sharks this week, but thrown into the battle straight away with this game.
Yes, thrown right away. The last couple of days, 48 hours, 24 hours, has been crazy. I got here, I practiced, but I wouldn't trade it for anything. I'm happy for the opportunity to be here and to be playing with my teammates, a lot of the guys who I played with last year, and just to be able to get on the court and contribute right away. I mean, I know what it takes to play for Coach Atiba, and I'm honored that he believed in me enough to bring me back.
How does it feel to be back?
It feels good. It really feels good. Once I got off the plane, they picked me up. It felt good to see so many familiar faces. And once I made it to practice, to be on the court with guys whom I played with and had a chance to get better with and grow with last season.
How did the move come about? Because I understand you were kind of playing in North America.
Yes. I was playing in the NBL Canada. And what happened was I got released. I got released from my team. And we reached out to Coach Atiba. And I asked him if that was an opportunity to come and play for him. It was the first place that I wanted to go before I gave anything else an option. And he told me, well, I'm not sure. You know, I'll let you know, if we could be able to offer you anything or whatever. And it just came back that they were able to. They told me that they were making a move to release whomever was here before me. And after they released him, they gave me a call, and here I am. So
there's quite a lot of kind of returners this year. Obviously, you play with BJ, players like Nick, Zach Gachet, players like that. There's a lot of familiar faces, as you've already said. How was that a big motivator in you coming back to the squad?
It really was. To know that, you know, we won the trophy championship last season, and to have that same core here with additions like Pat, who has come and helped us out tremendously, and Colin and Zach, who's grown over the summer and gotten a lot better, Nick coming off the bench and helping, giving us a spark, it was definitely a motivator for me. I wanted to come. I told Coach Atiba, I want to come and win, and I want to come and contribute and position myself to be able to win championships possibly if we work hard enough. So
obviously, you had a great run towards the end of last season on the road to that trophy final. Now that the squad have made the additions and you've had the good start this year, how far do you think the squad can go?
I think we're going to go as far as we're willing to work. If we work hard enough, I really believe we have the talent in the core and a great coach and Coach Atiba to take us all the way. We can make it to the championship, but it's all dependent upon how hard are we willing to commit ourselves to working hard every day, doing the little things, executing on offense, and playing great defense and competing every single night.
How do you feel your own personal form is at the moment? Obviously, you were kind of released, and were you kind of keeping up training, or were you playing with a few other teams in the meantime, or what were you doing?
Yes, I continue to train. A good thing is, when I was in NBL Canada, is that we were up-tempo team, so my conditioning was amazing, like great. It was some of the best condition I've been in the past couple of years. And once I got released, I went home. I continued to run at the lake. I continued to do things to keep my stamina up and my conditioning good. And so once I got here, it was an easy transition. I was able to come in, play, and not have my condition be a factor and me not being able to get on the floor and help the team.